But our a lady that's going to share her thoughts with us this evening is our Reverend Rita.
Can I go with you? Well, good evening, everyone. Yeah. I'm surprised so many people are here. I thought you'd all be listening to the debate tonight. Oh, you recorded it. Well, good. You don't think you're going to get away not hearing about politics tonight, do you? Well, I'm very excited to speak tonight. Actually, it's a subject that I don't feel like I spent a lot of time around this subject in my life, and that is politics. But I'm not going to talk mainly about all the things happening in the world. How I want to talk about politics, I want to talk about spiritual politics and what that means to us. And I'm really excited to share this information, one, because it's just part of my life. I don't know how many of you know that I've kind of dedicated my life, I don't know, how long has it been, Millie, in the healing arts field. For ever since I can remember now, I guess I was in my early 30s. And to me, this just seems a natural progression to kind of continue on the path at this time when there's so much happening in the world for us with politics. And I don't think I've ever been more excited about politics in my life, because I think it's so exciting that we're going through this change in our consciousness. And when I talk about consciousness, to me, consciousness means our thoughts and our actions and our words and our deeds. Because that's what we are here. And that's what we do. And we think and we transmit thoughts. And that's our consciousness. And we're doing it as a mass consciousness right now. So, and as we people in the U.S., as we stumble a little bit toward a major recession that's happening, it's revealing the major impact of our consciousness. And consciousness is primary. It's the inner building block of everything, of everything. So it goes right along the familiarity of healing for me as part of the movement, whether we're talking about physical bodies, whether we're talking about mental, emotional, whatever it is, it's all about healing. And our consciousness is continually moving in that direction on this level of politics and our world. Whether we want to acknowledge that or not, it's happening. And so you see the effect of mass consciousness minute by minute reflected in the world financial scene, with dramatically rising and falling stock and bond markets, currencies, precious metals, real estate, reflecting alternating fear and confidence. So what's happening? So to me, when I look at that, my husband and I have a total different view. He likes to sit in front of that TV every night and watch what's going on in all the politics and understanding and learning from that perspective. And we've had several conversations together. He's asked me my viewpoint, my perspective on it. And my perspective is that, you know, the world is in a state of movement. And we have been through the different generations, if you watch, all the different generations that have come in, everybody born in that time period was experiencing exactly what they needed to experience in order to evolutionize the thoughts and the patterns and experiences of our world. So whatever generation you are in, that were born in, you were all meant to be there at the exact time and place and to bring in your gifts and your abilities and your thoughts, everything necessary to contribute to this world. And so we're all here right now, right with what's going on. So consciousness is even more potent than an objective factor like pricing and earning ratios, as our whole financial system is actually based on a consciousness of trust. So what are we really learning right now in our world, in our consciousness? If we were to step back and look at our consciousness instead of getting into this, I call it the blame game, you know, the Democrats versus the Republicans. Everybody has their viewpoint. And from a spiritual standpoint, where are we standing in allowing each other their viewpoints and to express themselves in their beliefs and their thoughts and their patterns? and not condemning either side of that. And so I believe that we're really looking, if we can stand back and look at ourselves in this as a spiritual viewpoint versus just in our environment and our politics, if we can step back and look at any kind of crisis in that manner and way, why it's occurring, how is it benefiting all people, and what part do I play as an individual in that part of that consciousness? How am I contributing to either the flow of good or the flow of negativity in my thoughts, actions, words, and deeds? So, I just want to say one note in observing just the U.S. presidential primaries and the debates. There is a surprising power of consciousness at work, and how inspiring those ideas are about the future, the change, and uniting people. Either people can ignite people and create a huge groundswell of financial and volunteer support, or also it creates a potent possibility for people to start shaking up the whole political structure by what we're thinking. So everything is shifting right now for us. And the question is how do we go about reuniting the spirit of America and a new vision that it needs to be created for our world? A transformed politics may seem like an impossible dream to us. But if it's not a spirit of renewal catches fire in the minds and hearts of citizens across the country, how is the transformation going to unfold? Rather than us passively increasing degeneration in politics, money driving elections, opinion polls, driving politicians, and alienating driving voters, things have to get so bad that we have to start waking up to reality. And we have to understand that we could lose only aspects of our democracy. And the awakening begins in our consciousness, in the small groups of us. And rather than passively expecting their governments to solve all of our country's problems, citizens begin taking initiatives for themselves and their thoughts. And how do we do that? We join by praying and meditating on the vision and the future of our country and the world. The Spirit is asking us to guide ourselves and to help problem solve, be more effective in our internal level, because any healing occurs anywhere for you and your mind, body, or spirit is an inside job. You have to do it internally. We can't expect the world to change outside and come back inside to us. We do that from the inside, and we bring our energy up and our love and our power forth, and to create a vision of oneness and connectedness with everyone that's there, and how we view and how we see our world. We have to look at our youth. We have to look at drug abuse caused by a lack of values and support in our homes, as well as larger social and economic inequities that reinforce a culture of poverty. We have to join and start new civil organizations that work to create effective solutions, such as mentoring programs and training self-esteem and nonviolent conflict with institutions. We have to start having honest dialogues with each other around divisive issues such as race, abortion, or school prayer even. And we have to listen deeply to each other's experiences and their passions and develop empathy and understanding of differences. We have to try to find the grain of truth and the positive intent in the opinions of those that disagree with us. We have to start exploring new tools for creative and more effective politics and how to resolve conflicts or engage more active participation of citizens in key issues. And to resolve conflicts in the community, we have to have multi-task, multi-dialogues with each other. We have to think of win-win solutions for each other. There's transformation occurring, and it's an exciting time if you look at it from excitement instead of looking at it from the negative viewpoints that they put into the media for us. Our world is transforming. There's a lot of things changing. Some of us don't want change. But change is inevitable. There will always be change. And in all the changes that occur, only you have you inside to answer to. You and God are the only one that you have to answer to. There's no one else. And so as you take an effective role in thinking about our future, think about what it is that you want to create as part of the unity and wholeness for not just the United States, but for the world at large. It's going to take some truly great leaders, men and women of all races, religions, and political parties to become elected leaders. We have to recognize them by their public, recognize them in their public talks, by their wisdom, their courage, and their compassion, as well as their inclusiveness and their universality. We have to look at them differently. We can't identify them with a particular party. They are nonpartisan in their approach. We have to look at them as nonpartisan in their approach. We cannot be afraid to publicly disclose and not discuss the spiritual values that these people hold in their hearts. We have to look from love. We have to pray for these people that are leading our country and meditate and send them the thoughts and the empowerment to make right decisions for the people, for all of us. So we can become more harmonious and prosperous. And we can align to our soul, our earth soul, in a deeper reality for us. Because I think that's what's coming through all the transformation. Does this vision seem idealistic and impossible? Not when you consider that every one of these innovative ideas are small seeds that have already been effectively planted somewhere in America already. So I wrote some things down that I thought that I could do to start doing some internal work. And I want to share them with you, some inner spiritual work. So this is what we can do. And I'm sure you're, all of you, all the healers out there that are listening to me tonight, all of you are healers in some way or form. But you have to realize the power of your own consciousness and take more responsibility for refining and transforming it. And then only then can we be create a better world collectively that works for all and be truly happy and secure. And these are some of the things that we can do. We can pray for our nation, our leaders, and our government to heal the divisions which divide us and create a society that truly serves the good of whole. We can meditate within ourselves to create inner peace, to receive spiritual inspiration, to send positive energy, healing energy to our world. We can invoke the soul of our nation and visualize the nation's soul or higher qualities coming to a greater expression and create a more just and peaceful world for all people. Adopt a leader and choose a political leader whose potential for good and follow their career and send your prayers and positive energy to help him or her with their alignment of their higher self. Focus on the positive rather than energize the negative. And give attention, energy, support to innovative solutions that create more harmony and compassion and justice in the world. Build new thought forms, most importantly. Listen inwardly to receive your inspiration from your guides and teachers and begin building and promote new ideas that further human evolution and provide effective solutions to problems. Use your intuition and your inner guidance. Ask for help. Make decisions to serve the good of all of us. Watch and read the news with a new lens, reflecting problems and crisis from a spiritual level. Why is it occurring? What do we need to see about this? It's a deeper, bigger picture than what it's just showing us on the news. What's what's the lesson here? You know, people talk about karma. Whether we want to say it or not, we're in karma. We're reliving a karma. People call, I don't like the word karma so much. I think it's a lesson. I use it lessons. We're learning lessons about ourselves in our consciousness, and it's sinking way down through our whole world, down into our own individual consciousness. What is it when you hear people talk about the politics that you don't like? Are you on one party or another party? Are you condemning them for even thinking that way? Or is there any way that you can harmonize and find new thought to engage what they can say that can be positive and be a nonpartisan to promote the good of all people? Because otherwise we're just going to fall back into our old same traps of consciousness and be at disharmony with each other. And we're never going to get into acceptance, where there's never going to be full love and compassion in the world. Big Ideals starts here at home. It starts with us. Our outer work. What can we do for our outer work? We can transform, like I said, conflict by listening more deeply to group or the persons you disagree with. Work to find a common ground. Refuse to become entrenched in a polarized position, but stand for principles that are true to you. Look for the grain of truth, the positive intent with your opposition's position. Build a higher synthesis of the best of both sides on an issue, a left-right synthesis, using the truth on both sides. Promote a code of conduct for campaigns and for public life. Do one thing that symbolizes your commitment to creating a better world. What's your commitment to creating a better world? Focus on ethics and values in public debates, on issues and discussions with friends and colleagues. Write letters to your editors, to your congresspeople. Speak up. And be sure to vote. Exercise the privilege and the responsibility of participating in a democracy. You know, Jefferson said that the people get the government they deserve. And nothing is going to change, and we're not going to get anything shifting in our world unless we start standing up and becoming responsible. Gosh, I really sound political. Now, I am invested. I thought this as I was sitting one day. I was sitting quietly, and I'm just looking outside my window in my office. And I realized that, wow, look at so much happening out there. Everybody I talk to, the buzzing going on about the politics, the debate, what size, the emails that I've gotten, everything shifting. But what's my part in it? What am I playing? What am I doing? What am I thinking? How am I making a contribution spiritually to the world? Because this is our consciousness that I'm committing to and contributing to. I know I don't know all the answers of who knows who's right on either side. I don't know that. But what I do know is that I trust my inner guidance, and I trust my teachers and guides to find the answers and help support me in the right direction and the right thoughts and the right actions. So in closing, before I close, I'm going to ask you, all of us, if we could just join in a group prayer of consciousness here. And a prayer for our nation. So if you would join me by following me in these words. May we as a nation be guided by the divine to rediscover the sacred flame of our national heritage, which so many have given their lives to safeguard. Let the wounds of separation and division be healed by opening our hearts to listen to the truth on all sides, allowing us to find a higher truth that includes all of us. May we learn to honor and enjoy our diversity and differences as people, even as we more deeply touch our fundamental unity. May we as people undergo a transformation that will draw forth individuals to lead our nation who embody courage, compassion, and a higher vision. May our leaders inspire us, and we so inspire each other with our potential as individuals and as a nation, that a new spirit of forgiveness, caring, and honesty be born in our nation. And may we as a united people move with clear, directive purpose to take our place with the community of nations to help build a better future for all of humankind. And may we as a nation rededicate ourselves to living truly as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And may God's will be done for the United States as we the people align with that will. And in God's name I trust. Amen. Thank you. thank you for giving this time and letting me share my thoughts, and I appreciate so much of your love and your connection that has helped me grow spiritually forward and become the person that I am today. And I would have not done it if I had never entered this church or the people in it. So I thank you.